Today we're going to focus on a breathing technique. So find a comfortable posture in a place where you won't be interrupted. And this is a breathing technique that involves breathing in and out of your nose to the count of four and exhaling through your mouth to the count of eight. Let's start by taking a deep belly breath in through your nose to the count of four. One, two, three, four. Now slowly breathe out to the count of eight, pursing your lips together as though you're gently blowing out a candle or blowing a bubble. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. And do it again. Inhale through your nose to the count of four. One, two, three, four. And exhale through your mouth to the count of eight. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Now just breathe normally. And as you do this, notice how the air feels as it comes into your body. You might notice the feeling of the breath as it flows into your nose. Pay close attention to it. Is the air cool, warm, or hard to tell? Does it feel soft or hard, or some other sensation? Maybe there's an odor or a fragrance you're picking up on. Just notice. You're just the observer of your breath. You're following it, you're noticing how it feels as it flows past your nostrils, up into your nasal passageways, and down the back of your throat. Notice the sensations as the air fills your lungs from the bottom, gradually filling them up to the top. Be aware of the air as you exhale. Emptying your lungs, starting at the top, gradually going down to the bottom. And you're using this imagery, filling your lungs from the bottom, emptying your lungs from the top, so that your mind can mentally get engaged with, get in sync with this natural flow of your breath. Moment by moment, just noticing. Is the air warmer as it comes up into your throat when exhaling? Just notice. Observe how it feels when the air flows up into your throat, into your mouth, across your lips. Keep noticing your breath as it flows in and out of you, trusting that this focus is relaxing for your mind, soothing for your body, triggering a deep sense of relaxation and letting go. You can even begin to send your affection and care into this wonderful breath. as it flows down into your lungs and then back out again. With gratitude, allow it to flow as it brings the life force into your being. Enjoy the feeling of nourishment and healing as you continue to breathe in and then out. In and then out. You may already notice changes in your breathing since you've been paying close attention to it. Notice if your breathing is deeper or has it gotten shallower. Are you breathing slowly, rapidly, gently, or sharply? Just notice your breathing pattern without trying to change it. Acknowledge the kind of peace and warmth that goes with your breath, the healing that breathing brings into your body. Every breath is a replenishment of air and life to your very cells. Open up and allow that flow of life to go everywhere it needs to in your body. It's yours. Let it bring comfort to you and healing anywhere it's needed. In this next breath, imagine you're bringing in the sensation of peace. Every molecule of air carries peace. Now exhale and allow anything that your body doesn't need to go out effortlessly and freely. Every molecule you don't need. Your breath, your lungs are cleansing and healing. And you're just watching it, observing. If your mind wanders, that's totally fine. Just accept it, notice it. It's normal for every mind to begin to get more active when we have free space. It's just part of the process of bringing your attention back to your breath when you notice your mind wandering. And you're capable of sending a kind of loving attention to your breath. Maybe you've never done this or it's even occurred that you can send this sort of intention inside your breath. Be open to this new experience. With gratitude, being thankful for the breath that you have, that's so effortless, it's always there for you. Your lungs constantly keeping rhythm, keeping you alive, nourishing your body. Breathing is a wonder. Somehow your body just knows how to do it with precision. With no effort on your part, it's just part of your being. So take another intentional breath in through your nose to the count of 4, 2, 3, 4. Now exhale through your mouth to the count of 8, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And again, inhale peace, relaxation, harmony, and exhale and observe. What needs to go out is going out on its own. Now breathe normally, floating on the cushion of your own breath. It's effortless. Now, as we have this home base established of effortless breath, life-giving breath, I'm going to ask you to turn your attention to imagining your partner. Maybe it's a scene with your partner and you together, or maybe it's just the thought itself of your partner. Maybe you imagine as if the door to the room you're in could open and your partner comes beside you. And maybe he or she is carrying with them some tension, something difficult, some sort of burden. Maybe this is the kind of thing that normally gets transmitted easily to you and you have a big reaction to it. But you're able to remain in this posture of feeling your breath riding on this cushion of life and nourishment. And your partner's state of mind, maybe their state of pain or suffering, doesn't take away from or diminish your own ability to breathe and to feel this deep connection to your core, to your life. So I'm here with you, and I'm going to be helping you remain grounded, connected to this ability you have to keep your focus on steady and calm breathing, no matter what kind of reaction or state your partner's in. It doesn't mean you become some sort of a zombie or tune them out. It might seem that way at first, but with practice, you'll be able to maintain this posture kind of effortlessly. So already in your body, you may have noticed a shift. You may have noticed that you've moved out of the zone of comfort that you may have experienced during the first part of this meditation. And I want you to just ride the sensations of that experience. In other words, don't try to change it. There's nothing you have to do, but notice how your body has reacted. Maybe your heart rate has gone up. Maybe your breath has become more shallow. Just pay attention. Offer acceptance to this part of you that reacts. And give it permission to be there in this very moment. You don't have to fight it. And taking a breath in through your nose, 2, 3, 4. And out through your lips, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And again, counting silently in and exhaling out. And noticing how the stress or the reaction you had may already begin to shift. Maybe it's dissipated. Or maybe there's a new thought or feeling that strikes you. So just observe that new thing. Just be curious what it is. Maybe it's a question. Or maybe the image of your partner has transformed somehow. If you've relaxed, maybe it seems as though that image of your partner has become softer, more inviting. And if that's the case, you may breathe together with your partner and imagine the same rhythm can be established. Breathing in, together, imagining that you're breathing out together. And again, without any effort, you're not trying to make your partner join you or get in sync with you. Just imagining that it happens naturally. Anytime your mind has wandered or gotten caught up in some reaction, just be curious about what that is. Treat it as though it's very important and deserves your attention in that moment, almost like somebody knocking on the door, interrupting you, taking your attention away. You acknowledge that part of you, the thought or feeling or sensation, and then you simply let it know that you're busy, you have something important you're doing, could it come back another time? So you attempt to put that part beside you, that interruption, but you do it with gentleness. You ask it, you don't force it. And sometimes these thoughts don't go easily. We can't shake them. So in that case, we may invite it in to join us, like we did with your partner. So whatever it is, it may be a conversation that you're keeping on loop in your mind, some sort of habit or event that was painful or difficult. With the utmost compassion, you're going to breathe into that event, that pain or that suffering. Acceptance, peace, and patience. There's no need to change it. There's nothing to figure out. And as we approach our deepest suffering with compassion, and as we approach our partner and his or her burdens and suffering with compassion, it may not solve a problem, but it does lighten the load. It allows you to connect in a way and shoulder that burden in a way that's less painful. Maybe that gives you greater dexterity. And maybe it actually lifts that suffering completely. So bringing your attention back to the outside of the room and noticing how your body feels after this period of time, making any movements that feel good, stretching. Filling your eyes with light from the outside. And as you shift your attention back into the routine of your day, may you know that this sanctuary, this time you've spent here, is something you can come back to. And that you will commit to coming back again. You'll be here tomorrow.